2018. Hard to believe that the year is nearly over. And what a year it's been for the state information technology community. Just a month or so ago, and we're recording this in the second week of December, and already we've seen a large amount of CIOs make their exits and entrances. With 20 additional governors set to take office next month, it would be 21, but Alaska's governor has already been inaugurated. More change is in store for state IT. This is Priorities in its third season here on StateScoop. On this show, we dive deep into the top 10 items that state CIOs care most about, according to our friends at NASIO, and talk with dozens of government leaders about why. We have one guest today who's going to help us look at the year that was, what changed, and where it's all going for the community down the line. Welcome to the show for the fourth time, Doug Robinson, the Executive Director of the National Association of State Chief Information Officers. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Great welcome, Jake. Always a pleasure to be on with you and talk with your guests out there about some of the state IT priorities and what's on the hearts and minds of state CIOs.
Doug, it's been a heck of a year. What a year. Tell me broadly a little bit about what you saw across the state IT community this year. What did state CIOs really go through in 2018?
Well, I think it's certainly been, as you mentioned already, a year of transitions in a number of ways. One is certainly a fairly high number of transitions of state CIOs coming and going, more than you would see prior to the actual election. So we had 15. So that was somewhat surprising. We had so many that made those transitions before the results of the election were in for the gubernatorial elections with those 36 governors back in November. Also transitions around discussions of changing business models and kind of the forces of change pattern that we've talked about for several years. They continue to play on CIO priorities. I mean, I think they're still kind of focused on delivering cost-effective solutions, but we're also noticing a continuing evolution towards the CIO business model changing, as we described it, the CIO as a broker. So we're seeing that move from the continued focus on owner-operator, which has historically been the case, to one where we now have CIOs that are evolving into more hybrid organizations where they're not the sole provider of infrastructure and solutions, that they're working with their private sector partners.
Doug, before we talk about 2019, what really surprised you about 2018? We went into it expecting a year of change, but what really stood out?
I think the growing investments in cloud services and some of the digital government platforms. Digital government kind of moved up quickly on our 2018 priority list, and I think I heard more discussion about that. And I think that if you go back to NASIO's original advocacy piece, which I think was 2001, around digital government, it is perhaps an area where the promise has gone unfilled for a number of years. I think states have struggled, local governments certainly to a degree, but certainly states have struggled to deliver a meaningful digital experience for their citizens, and we saw a lot of that taking place and a lot of focus on that in 2018 and this year, and I think that is reflective of the priorities that came out last year for a variety of reasons. One is just market pressure, some is the interest in digital assistance, the interest in chatbots, increasing use of some type of identity management or some type of digital government identity infrastructure that states are rolling out for their citizens. I think we'll see more of that. So that was certainly one. I think that the cloud investments and just everything as a service will continue to grow. And part of that is simply the cost pressure on the states to be effective. CIOs are continued pressure to find those cost savings, which drives them to look at solutions such as cloud and more investments in off-premise cloud. And off-premise solutions. And I think one artifact of that, to me, is one area I certainly was surprised, is the growing interest in mainframe as a service and off-premise. And that's one data point. We now have 9 states that have reported that they are using off-premise mainframe services. So that certainly surprises a lot of people, because it is an area where it's kind of the iconic role of the state CIO is to run mainframe services and deliver those services to state agencies. And state CIOs have certainly found that that's no longer cost effective. They don't have the capital. They don't have the workforce they may not want to manage the infrastructure, and so they're moving to third-party, off-premise, virtualized mainframe services and running them, in fact, in other states. So that's probably a surprise to the state officials. Certainly has been that growth in that, and the interest. We had 60-some percent of our members say that's something that they're investigating and will be over the next 2 to 3 years. So I think we'll see a growth in that, as well as more states begin to abandon big iron in their state capital and move to different models.
So kind of pivoting, looking forward, switching gears a little bit as we kind of wrap up our discussion here, NASIO released its annual list of priorities this time for 2019. We're, of course, going to dive into those on season 4 of priorities next year, but tell me a little bit about how you all changed the priorities process for 2019 and what the list really says about where we're headed next.
Certainly, in terms of looking at the topics, so just for the listeners, this has always been a forced choice pick list, meaning that we have a series of topics that evolve and some combine, but they've been fairly stable because we do want to have a longitudinal look at this since the first time we did it in 2006. And so there's some consistency to it, but we obviously want to make sure that we're reflective of any emerging issues. And so that's something that we did, I think, it took a much deeper look at that in 2000 and looking it forward to 2019. So, you know, we're asking the state CIOs to vote. They're given an electronic ballot, and they're asked to select their priorities off of that, and then we aggregate that. We had 49 states vote, which we were very pleased with. 49 states cast their ballot before the end, so we could get those all in the final reconciliation. We have two parts to that. Part A is the management priorities and solutions, and then Part B, which is also published but doesn't get as much attention, is the kind of the technologies and tools and applications, and essentially that's what they're going to invest in, which often we would hope maps back to their priorities. There's a number of things on there, but sometimes they may be investing in things that they do out of necessity. I think a good example of that is something like legacy application modernization, remediation, et cetera. That's has always been on the list, but it doesn't always make the top 10 as part of their priorities from a strategic side, because they just see it as part of their operational standard operating activities. So this year, not surprisingly, I don't think anybody was surprised to see security and risk management, cybersecurity in number one slot, sixth straight year. I certainly said early on that would be number one, and things would fall out from there. And so I think it played out as somewhat as we expected. Again, cloud services in a strong number two, consolidation optimization, which has been on the list since 2006. So security number one and consolidation number three have been on the list since its inception in various positioning, but security continues to hold that strong number one position. That, I think, again, maps back to our data from the 2018 state CIO survey, where we asked a specific question, what would the CIOs consider their top goals and priorities? And I think, and not overly surprising, but interesting, is that the CIO said it was their top priority at 64% of them. That was to ensure that IT systems comply with security and regulatory requirements. And that certainly dovetails in with our federal advocacy around harmonizing federal cybersecurity regs. So risk management, the majority of the CIOs, two-thirds, said that risk management was their top priority, not creating and aligning their overall state objectives to the state policy framework, which has always been kind of in that first position. So I think the CIOs now see a predominant role of risk reduction and certainly around the security piece. So again, it kind of supports number one. Digital government makes it back in the number four position. And I think, you know, the couple of things that a little bit surprising, customer relationship management moving up onto the list for the first time, and identity management moving up in number 10. I don't think there's any big mystery about some of these, because we had some of the other topics tied in clustered in the number 11 slot. So you're missing that top 10 by a couple of votes once you get down there. So things like shared services and agile and incremental or iterative development were all tied at the number 11 slot. So that could have easily changed. So I don't think any major surprises for stability across the the top 10. Customer relationship management, like I said, is kind of in alignment with the growing consolidation and unification of the business models of state CIOs. They're finding that that is a critical issue. Once they've consolidated and optimized, they have dozens of agencies now that are their customers. And so customer relationship management becomes very, very important in getting the collaboration, the trust, and confidence of your business partners and those agencies that you are building service level agreements. And ultimately, every month, you're sending them a bill. So in any retail operation, you want to maintain those good customer relations. So again, I was, I guess, pleased to see that on the list because that shows the evolution of the customer kind of business model of state CIOs.
Well, Doug, as always, a fascinating discussion and a fascinating look back and look forward on state IT. But unfortunately, that's all we have, all the time we have left here on Priorities to talk about this today. So thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Jake. Have a great 2019.
There it is. It's been a whirlwind of a year covering all things state information technology on this show and broadly at statescoop.com. To our audience, make sure you watch this space. Statescoop has another full season of Priorities for you in store next year for 2019. But for now, I'm Jake Williams, StateScoop's Associate Publisher and Director of Strategic Initiatives. Thanks for listening.